Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music, 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 music,
music. Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music, where today we are going to be paying tribute to three musical legends who have all sadly passed away this year. As I'm talking about vocalist and percussionist Noel Scully Sims, trombonist Ronald Nambo Robinson, and ex-tenor and idol Ronnie Davis. And so let's begin with a Ronnie Davis roots classic from 1975, Jah Jah Jehovah.
Jah Jah Jah.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, tonight. Greetings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our pure majesty and pride, the last letter first. Jah Rastafari.
That was Ronnie Davis with Jah Jah Jehovah, which was produced by Lloydy Slim with a little help from Bunny Lee, and was originally released on the Micron label in Jamaica and the Live and Love label in the UK back in 1975, where it came out alongside its King Tubby mixed dub version. And both of them have since been compiled on a double CD, Jah Love Rockers, on Trojan Records. And so we'll be hearing more from and about Ronnie's music career a little later on in the show. But first up, I'm going to feature a man of many names and talents, who was the very definition of a foundation artist. As even before the Jamaican recording industry started, a young Noel Scully Sims, who has passed away at the age of 82, began his singing career alongside school friend Arthur Bunny Robinson, and they began performing together in the late 1940s under the name of Sims and Robinson, and soon became a popular act on the touring talent show Vedran's Opportunity Hour, which in 1953 led the duo to become the very first non-Mento artists to make a record in Jamaica, and mixing up R&B shuffles, doo-wop ballads and gospel hand clappers, they continued their partnership right through to the following decade, where they could also be found under the names of Bunny and Scully and the Mellowcats, before Noel turned solo using another adopted name of Zoot Sims. And so I've got a couple of singles from this period now, which sees the man best known as Scully adapt a couple of traditional gospel tunes into popular Jamaican music.
Soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rakaman's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rakaman's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Oh, Rakaman's soul. You think so low that you can't get under it. You think so low that you can't get under it. You think so low that you can't get under it. Oh, Rakaman's soul. To Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn the nation. Jonah went to Nineveh to warn. Rakaman's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rakaman's soul is the bosom of Abraham. Rakaman's soul is the bosom of Abraham.
Twat, I'm like Leech.
Musical, 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 musical. This make a German tweet.
Wonderful music, as first up you heard a Nyabingi chant of the Mellowcats, aka Scully Sims and Bunny Robinson, with Rockaman Soul, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and originally released on his All Stars label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label in the UK back in 1961. And then following that was the up-tempo ska stomper Golden Pen, which was produced by Prince Buster and came out on a white label pre in Jamaica, as well as a Bluebeat label in the UK in 1963, under the name of Zoot Sims. And so, whether he was Noel, Scully or Zoot, we're going to be hearing more from him later on in the show.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But next up is our third tributee today, who was the stalwart trombonist Ronald Nambo Robinson, who unexpectedly passed away at the age of 67 on the 25th of January. And over the past 40 years, Nambo played on more reggae records than any other Jamaican trombonist. As born in Kingston, he started out in the 1960s when he formed a teenage horn trio alongside aspiring saxophonist Dean Fraser and trumpeter Chico Chin in Jonestown. He then began his recording career in the 1970s, initially as an occasional member of Cedric Brooks's Mystical Revelation of Rastafari, before making his mark in the recording studios of Kingston on albums like Dennis Brown's Words of Wisdom, Israel Vibration's Same Song, and Gregory Isaac's Soon Forward, the last of which was produced by Sly and Robbie, with whom Nambo became their go-to trombonist for live work and recordings. Just like on this great cover version of a Randy Newman tune by the Tamlins, called Baltimore, 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 Baltimore.
Thank you.
was the Tamlins with their version of Baltimore, which featured Nambo Robinson on trombone and was produced by Sly and Robbie and released on their Taxi label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1980, and was later compiled by the Pressure Sounds label for their unmetered Taxi release.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so it was in the 1980s when Nambo became a mainstay of Jamaican music, when he joined up again with his childhood friends Dean Fraser and Chico Chin in the Ras Brass and the 809 Band, who would play for hours on end at endless reggae festivals in Jamaica and around the world, backing up all the latest talent from the dance halls. And in recent years, Nambo became in demand again from a new generation of artists in Jamaica. So much so that I've got three brand new releases to play for you today that all feature his wonderful trombone playing. And so let's hear the first of them now, as this is the uprising roots band drummer Cush McEnough taking up vocal duties on a new Inner De Yard production called Black Do I Roots. Black Do
I Roots. This is your number one station, your official station. Do it! Foundation in Africa. Colonial slave master came and steal our culture. Then them carry I and I all over the world. In them shackles and them chains, but I and I have survived still. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. What do I say? Black to I roots. Yeah. Black to I roots. Don't you fight burn. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Come on, Africa, with them gin and shape. Take I to the western realm to work on the plantation. Whips. I and I not take no more brutality on ya. I and I are so fine still. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Black to I roots. Come on.
Featuring the late, great Nambo Robinson on trombone, that was Cush McEnough with Black to I Roots, which was recorded last year as part of the relaunched Inner De Yard acoustic reggae project, and is taken from the upcoming album The Soul of Jamaica, which also features the likes of Ken Booth, Lloyd Parks and the Viceroys, and is due out on the 10th of March on vinyl, CD and MP3. So, why not?
Check it out. Check it out.
And so we'll be hearing more of Nambo's trombone a little later on. But now, let's pay tribute to Ronnie Davis, who was aged just 66 when he passed away on the 25th of January. And Ronnie began his career as a teenager back in the 1960s, when he was still known by his birth name of Jerome Ballin, and was living in Westmoreland, where alongside Keith Porter and Lloyd Ricketts, they formed the vocal group The Westmorelites, who attended a number of auditions in the Kingston studios during the Rocksteady years, and eventually managed to record this single at Studio One, called Miss Heighty Tighty. Miss Heighty Tighty.
Miss his rhythm street, where the music's so sweet, so your dancing feet move with the beat.
Hi, Miss Heighty Tighty, why you feel so nice? Hi, Miss Heighty Tighty, why you feel so nice? You feel like you're the only girl in this world.
That was the Westmorelites featuring a teenage Ronnie Davis with Miss Heighty Tighty, which was produced by Sir Coxon Dodd and originally released on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Studio One label in the UK in 1968, and also featured on the Studio One compilation Ride Me Donkey, which came out the same year.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, continuing the Ronnie Davis story, that the Westmorelites' recording career never fully took off. And so, before the decade was out, he was asked to replace the recently departed Morris Johnson in the tenors, with whom he would go on to record the festival favourite Hopeful Village in 1970. But following their split 3 years later, Ronnie, or Jerome as he was still known at the time, decided to try his luck as a solo artist. And on one of his early singles, he was renamed as Ronnie Davis, a kind of stage name that he has used ever since, including on his big breakthrough hit in 1975 when he recorded Won't You Come Home for Lloyd Campbell, which topped the Jamaican charts, and which he soon followed up with a series of singles for Bunny Lee, like Ja Ja Jehovah, which I played earlier, and this next one, which was given the full King Tubby dub treatment on the B-side. And so, here is Ronnie Davis with Power of Love. Power of Love.
Reach out for life, girl. Let the power of love come over you. Reach out for life, girl. Let the power of love come over you. Love is the most important element in building unity and happiness. So reach out for love, girl. Let the power of love come over you. All right. You were the one who came into my affected heart and moved out of those.
Tubby's in fine style there, the heavyweight dub version to Ronnie Davis's Power of Love, which was co-produced by Bunny Lee and Lloydie Slim, and originally released in Jamaica on the Rosie label back in 1975, and was later compiled on the Trojan Records double CD, King Tubby's in fine style.
This station rules the nation with version.
And we'll be hearing another track from Ronnie Davis a little later in the show, but right now I've got a brand new release for you. And this is a third single from rising star Samory I that has been produced by Rory Gilligan for his Black Dub label. And so following up 2015's African Daughter and Take Me Ojar, this new one features a trombone solo by Nambo Robinson and is called Rasta Na Gangsta. Rasta Na Gangsta.
And tell the people all the physical news coming your way.
Hey, Willie Bang Bang, Willie Bang Bang, Willie find my Rizilla. Now you're asking where the gun dev rasta. But I don't know what you're talking about, so beg your pardon, Mr. Officer. I am a soldier for Jah, who's protected by the scriptures. And I no see no gun, but I'm looking in the face of a vampire. Rasta, na gangster, you represent the slave master. I'm here to set the people free. Peace is my philosophy. Rasta, na gangster, you are work for slave master. I'm here to set the people free. Peace is my philosophy. Mr. Officer, why you a do this? And I'm the king of this palace. Him said don't speak to me, cause I was saved here by the beast. But truly I man know, you a grudge me because me locks them a fool. Love ain't ugly, so let's unite and let the whole world know. Rasta, na gangster, you represent the slave master. Free peace is my philosophy. Rasta, na gangster, you are work for slave master. I'm here to set the people free. Peace is my philosophy. Hey, willy bang bang, willy bang bang, willy bang bang.
Featuring Nambo Robinson on trombone, that was Samory I with Rasta Na Gangster, which was produced by Rory Gilligan and released for download in February on his Black Dub label. And hopefully later this year, Samory's long-awaited debut album will finally appear.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But now we're going to rejoin a Noel Scully Sims story, as following his adaptations of traditional gospel tunes in the early 1960s, he moved over to Studio One in time for the Rocksteady era, where in recognition of his influence in the development of the Jamaican music business, he was given the name Mr. Foundation, and recorded a batch of Rude Boy tunes like All Rudies in Jail, Rude Boy Prayer, and this one called See Them A Come. See Them A Come.
Come there, see them a come there, see them a come there, see them a come there, me nah run. See them a come there, 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 me nah run. Me no have no gun, that's why me nah run. Make them come with them on lice and gone. make them come, if you make them come, if you make them come for me now, run. Make them come, if you make them come, if you make them come, if you make them come with them on life and gone.
That was Mr. Foundation, a.k.a. Nola Scully Sims, with See Them A Come, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and originally released on the Coxon label in Jamaica and the Studio One label in the UK back in 1967, and can now be found on the Studio One Rude Boy compilation on Soul Jazz Records.
Out of all the stations, this station supply all the popular stations with popular music.
And so Scully remained at Studio One into the reggae era, where the sound I mentioned backed him on a handful of singles that were either credited as Mr. Foundation, such as on Timo O and Reggae Rumble, or Zoot Sims, such as Tit for Tat and We Can Work It Out, which were all in the bubbling early reggae style. But by the 1970s, Scully began to express his belief in Rastafari on record, as he once again incorporated the Ethiopian Amharic language into his introductions and incorporated chants and sayings into his lyrics, such as on African Challenge and this one called Small Garden. Small
Garden.
Zoot Sims with Small Garden, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and released on his Studio One label in Jamaica back in 1972, and can now be found on the Studio One Roots Volume 2 compilation on Soul Jazz Records.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so we're going to stay in a root style for this next tune, but jump forward to the present day, as a new album has been released by the man known as Spiritual. And born in downtown West Kingston, he was orphaned at a young age, but managed to keep his life on track and became a teacher and community worker in the area he grew up, before starting a singing career that after many years looks to have finally taken off, thanks to the producer Clifton Dillon, who invited Spiritual to his studio in Halfway Tree, and together they have crafted an album that harks back to the golden era of late 70s roots rock reggae music, and to the likes of Burning Spear and Culture. as can be heard loud and clear in the opening track, called Black Man's Story. Black Man's Story. Black Man's
Story. My day that went to Panzas shall renew the exchange. They shall move to the like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not fear. Rastafari. Run along, come listen on now. Before I and you, there were none before us. Nothing to look for and nothing to look to. Until the light so shine before us, as we dwell amongst men before us. As we shine the light before us, as we dwell amongst men before us. To listen up now.
This is the African glory.
Say this is the African glory.
Listen to the black man's story.
Listen to the black man's story.
This is the African glory.
African, African glory. Find it that way to Panja. Shall renew this thing. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall walk and not faint. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Jah. So run along, children, let us lead on your heart.
Listen to the black man's story.
Come along, let's listen up, children.
This is your African glory.
African.
Featuring Dean Fraser and Nambo Robinson on saxophone and trombone respectively, that was Spiritual with Black Man's Story, which was produced by Clifton specialist Dylan and is the opening track on his brand new album called Awakening, which came out on a VP label in February on vinyl, CD and MP3. So, why not?
Check it out.
And so, back to Ronnie Davis. And that, as well as notching up many solo hits in the second half of the 1970s, including a handful on his own On Top label, he also rejoined his old friends from Westmoreland, Keith Porter and Lloyd Ricketts, under the new group name of the Itals, who hit big with a single In a This Year Time in 1976, and then followed it up with a series of albums throughout the 1980s, like Brutal Out There and Rasta Philosophy. And since that time, Ronnie left and then rejoined the Itals, and he also rejoined Clive Murphy in the tenors, as well as recording solo again, including just last year when he re-recorded many of his old hits in an acoustic style, proving that his voice was just as powerful as it had ever been, as you can hear in this track called False Leaders.
False Leaders.
People, get ready, because I'm coming on strong, 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 strong.
False leaders,
now. Fuzzy leaders, you can't lead us. We are righteous people. We need righteous leaders. Fuzzy leaders, back way now. Fuzzy leaders, you can't lead us. We are righteous people.
That was Ronnie Davis with False Leaders, which was produced by Siddiqui and featured on his iAcoustic album, which came out last year for download on the Skinny Boy label, and is well worth checking out. But sadly, just a few months later, Ronnie suffered a severe stroke and passed away in hospital on the 25th of January this year, leaving behind a lifetime's worth of quality reggae music that will live on for many generations to come. And so we come to the final tune I've picked out today that features Ronald Nambo Robinson, who, as you've heard, had a bit of a resurgence in demand in recent years in Jamaica, and so I want to play an instrumental track that he played lead on just a few years ago, where over the top of an updated recording of the Technics rocksteady classic You Don't Care, he blows his trombone loud and proud.
This is your popular station where your music comes from. And I want to think about it because it's coming on now strong. Strong, strong. Ready? Steady.
Care for me at all.
Yeah.
That was Nambo Robinson blowing his trombone on an updated version of You Don't Care, which was produced by Willie Lindo and featured on the album Turn It Up 3 Levels on his Heavy Beat label in 2012. But despite being in demand as much now as at any point in his 40-year career, Nambo died suddenly of a heart attack in the early hours of the 25th of January, as Jamaica lost another of its legendary musicians.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
But before I run out of time here, I've still got one more track to play, this time featuring the percussion talents of Noel Scully Sims, who in the mid-1970s hung up his microphone and picked up a hand drum, and for the next 10 years he was barely out of the Kingston recording studios. As known simply as Scully, he featured on hundreds of recordings by the likes of Peter Tosh, Dennis Brown, Gregory Isaacs and countless others, including many of the legendary records that were created at Lee Perry's Black Ark Studio, just like this one by Devon Irons, called When Jah Come, When Jah Come, When Jah.
Rastafari.
Featuring Scully on percussion, that was Devon Irons with When Jah Come, which was produced by Lee Perry and originally released on his Upsetters label in Jamaica and the Lox label in the UK in 1976, and can now be found on the Trojan Roots Reggae box set. Meanwhile, Scully continued playing his drums well into old age, even after losing his sight to glaucoma. And in recent years, he had begun singing again as part of the veteran group Jamaica All Stars. And if you haven't seen it, then there is an unforgettable scene in the documentary Rocksteady, The Roots of Reggae, where Scully and Derek Morgan, who are both blind, meet up in the abandoned Palace Theatre in Kingston to play an impromptu version of Tougher Than Tough. And if you can avoid shedding a tear to that clip, then you're doing better than me. But sadly, the whole world shed a tear on the 4th of February when, at the age of 82, Noel Scully Sims, the original Mr. Foundation, who had sung and played percussion on hundreds of records for over 60 years, passed away at his home in Kingston, leaving behind a musical legacy that can never be matched. But that is all I've got time for today, so thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed a brief selection of tunes from these legendary artists. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage on houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com. For some more fine Jamaican music, here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.